打开马太福音。
Let's refer to the book of Matthew.
二十六章。
Chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
马太福音二十六章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 26.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福，就擘开，递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”二十七节。
27.
又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个。”28.
28.
因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。29.
29.
但我告诉你们，从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。30.
30.
他们唱了诗，就出来往橄榄山去。
26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many of the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
这是主耶稣在逾越节的宴席里面设立了圣餐礼。
This is the Lord instituted the Holy Communion during the feast of the Passover.
也是主耶稣跟他的门徒在世上最后一个晚餐。
This was also the last supper that the Lord Jesus had with his disciples.
人如果要快要知道自己快要离开了，都会有很多的感言感受。
When men know that they are about to leave, they would have a lot of feelings and reflections.
主耶稣知道他快要离开这个世界。
The Lord Jesus knew that he was about to leave this world.
但是有一件重要的事情他需要做的。
But there was something very important that he needed to do.
这是要设立的圣餐礼。
That he had to establish the Holy Communion.
圣餐礼是真耶稣教会三大圣礼的其中一项。
The Holy Communion is also one of the three sacraments in True Jesus Church.
它是主耶稣亲自设立的。
It was personally established by the Lord Jesus.
它是主耶稣吩咐门徒要去做的。
And the Lord Jesus instructed his disciples to do likewise.
它也是跟得救有直接的关系的。
And it is also related to our salvation.
那主耶稣在这里擘了饼跟分了杯之后。
So here, after the Lord Jesus broke bread and gave and divide the cups.
29节他就跟门徒说了。
And then in verse 29, he said to them,
从今之后我就不再喝这个葡萄汁了。
He said to the disciples that I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on.
就是没有，我就不会再跟你们坐在一起，用物质的身体跟你们一起来吃饭。
Meaning that I will not be sitting with you physically to eat with you.
但是呢，这里说，主耶稣说，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝那新的那日子。
Until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
我父的国是什么呢？
What is this Father's kingdom?
就是在他的教会属灵的国度里面。
That is in his church in this spiritual kingdom.
他的门徒要再一次的喝这个葡萄汁。
His disciples will once again drink this grape juice.
再一次来领受这个圣餐礼。
They will once again receive the Holy Communion.
还会同主耶稣一起。
And they will be with the Lord Jesus.
所以我们今天就是按照主耶稣的命令。
So today we are acting according to the instruction of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的圣名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
来举行圣餐礼。
We have the Holy Communion.
这个是喝新的，就是跟主一起来。
This is drinking it new. Drinking it with the Lord Jesus.
主就在我们中间。
The Lord Jesus is among us.
那圣餐礼的重要的道理，我们一定要常常思考。
And we have to often ponder on the important teachings of the Holy Communion.
第一点就是有关于要纪念主耶稣的死。
First is we have to remember the death of the Lord Jesus.
我们看哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
23节。
Verse 23.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
十一章二十三节
，eleven verse 23。
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。24。
24。
祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
主耶稣在最后的晚餐设立圣餐，目的就是要门徒记得主耶稣的爱。
On the last supper, he established the Holy Communion so that we can remember his love.
爱是一件很难的事。
Love is something very difficult.
因为当你付出爱的时候，就是要做很大的牺牲。
Because after you have offered your love, you have to make a great sacrifice.
但是牺牲啊，不是最大的困难。
But sacrifice is not the most difficult part.
爱最困难的是，当你付出了，对方还不觉得你爱他。
The most difficult part about love is that after you have offered your love, and the other party does not accept your love, that is very difficult to take.
你很尽力的去爱，但是对方说你没有爱我。
You have tried very hard to love. However, the person you try to love say to you that you don't love me.
或者是呢，他太忙了，他忘记了。
Or that person is too busy and he has forgotten.
这种事情啊，常常每天都在发生。
This kind of things happens every day.
我们看到很多做儿女的。
We see many children.
其实啊，每一个父母都爱儿女。
In fact, all parents love their children.
但是儿女记不记得父母的爱又是另外一回事。
However, it's another matter whether the children remembers the love of their parents.
如果一个儿女常常想父母的爱，他会很爱父母。
If a child often think about his parents' love, then he will also very naturally love his parents.
这是比较成熟的孩子会去做的事。
And this is what the this is a thing that a more mature child would do.
但是如果不成熟的人呢，就只会想到自己。
However, if someone is not mature, he would only think about himself.
他会忘记他父母的爱。
He will forget about his parents' love.
主耶稣这里很担心的，不是说明天的十字架有多痛。
Here, the Lord Jesus is not worrying how painful it will be on the cross tomorrow.
主耶稣所担心的是，我为你们钉了十字架之后，你们不记得我。
His concern was that after I've crucified for you, you will not remember me.
所以主耶稣设立了这个圣餐。
That's why the Lord Jesus established the Holy Communion.
平常你可能不记得我，但是在领圣餐的那一刻，你要记得我。
You may not remember me normally. However, when you receive the Holy Communion, that moment, you have to think of me.
有一个孩子问他妈妈。
There was a child who asked his mom.
妈妈，你爱我吗？
Mom, do you love me?
妈妈就跟他讲你出生的时候发生的事情。
Then the mother told him what happened the day he was born.
他告诉他孩子，你生出来的那一天，我痛了六个钟头。
He told the child that the day you were born, I was in labor, in pain for 6 hours.
你生出来那一天，我肚子被剖开。
The day you were born, my body was cut open.
我流了很多血。
I shed many blood for you.
那个麻醉药，医生弄了很多。
And I was I had a lot of medication.
过量啊。
And it was too much.
怕你生出来之后，我就昏迷了。
So after you were born, I lost conscience.
医生给我急救。
And there was an emergency session trying to save me.
感谢主啊，救了回来。
Thank the Lord, I was revived.
所以为了生你，我差点死掉。
So in order to give birth to you, I almost lost my life.
把你生出来之后，我又失去了很多自由。
And after you were born, I lost my freedom.
后来我也增加了很多磅。
And I also gained a lot of weight.
我也放弃了我很多的理想。
I gave up a lot of my dreams.
就是为了要养你。
All to sustain you.
孩子就说：“哎，不用讲了，妈妈，我知道了。”
So the child replied, saying that, "Okay, you don't need to say anymore."
孩子看到妈妈老了不少。
And the child noticed that his mother has aged quite a bit.
这个孩子慢慢长大过程当中，就体会到妈妈的爱。
So that child, in his while growing up, he can truly feel the love of his mother.
所以说，所有的爱都是从神来的。
So we see that all love.Comes from God.
那神是看不见的。
But God is invisible.
所以很容易会忘记他。
So it's very easy for you to forget about Him.
有时候我们很爱神赐给我们的东西，但是我们呢很容易忘记赐东西给我们的神。
Sometimes we love the things that God has given us very much, but we don't really love God who gave us all things.
我们向神求工作。
We pray to God for a job.
但是我们会爱那个工作胜过赐工作给我们的神。
But oftentimes we love that job more than God who gave us the job.
我们没有家庭，向神求一个家庭。
When we don't have a family, we ask for a family from God.
我们呢，爱这个家庭胜过四家庭给我们的神。
And oftentimes we become, we gradually love the family more than God who gave us the family.
我们求生命，求医治。
Ask for healing, ask for life.
神医好了，神给我们平安了。
God has healed us, God has given us peace.
神爱，我们爱自己多过帮助我们的神。
But we love ourselves more than the God who gave us peace.
所以主耶稣特别设立了圣餐。
So the Lord Jesus is especially established the Holy Communion.
你每一次领圣餐的时候，请记得我。
So every time when you receive the Holy Communion, you have to remember me.
昨天的报纸啊，有一篇报道，特别想说一百年前第一次世界大战的时候，在法国发生了一场非常激烈的战役。
Yesterday in the newspaper, there was a news article about event that happened about 100 years ago when it was during the World War I in France.
在短短的一天之内啊，六七百个加拿大士兵啊就死在战场。
That within a day, 600 or 700 or so Canadian soldiers died on the battlefield.
所以啊，报纸啊，历史书啊，每次有机会都要讲这些历史来告诉大家。
In the newspaper or in the books, we often will read about these kind of things.
士兵很勇敢，就是为了救一个国家，让一个国家的人可以得到幸福。
These soldiers, they were very brave because they act out of their courage, out of their love for their country.
主耶稣的爱超过人间的爱。
However, the love of the Lord Jesus exceeded the love of man.
他救全人类。
He saved the whole mankind.
不单只救我们的肉体，还救我们的灵魂。
He not only saved our physical body, he saved our soul.
我们常常看到我们的身体，我们都很会保养我们的身体。
Oftentimes when we look at our body, we know how to take care of our body.
主耶稣的身体为我们被剥开。
But Jesus' body was broken for us.
为我们死了。
He died for us.
所以第一样，我们要常常纪念主。
So first, we must often remember him.
如果你的生活当中啊，常常都很不喜乐。
If in your life you are often not very joyful,
对现状很不满意。
You are not satisfied with your present situation.
或者是心中很多的愤怒。
Or you have a lot of anger in your heart.
很多苦毒。
You have a lot of bitterness.
那你就问了，到底你心里面常常纪念的是什么东西？
Then you have to ask yourself, what do you actually remember in your heart?
你是常常纪念那个你得不到的。
Do you often remember the things that you cannot get?
常常纪念人对你不好。
Do you often remember that other people do not treat you well?
常常跟神讨价还价。
Or do you often try to argue with God?
还是你会常常纪念神的爱。
Or do you often remember the love of God?
所以圣餐礼几个月一次。
So we have the Holy Communion every couple of months.
但是如果我们真的要喜乐跟平安。
However, if we really want peace and joy,
每天我们都思想主耶稣的爱。
We have to remember the love of Jesus every day.
最近因为是夏天了，所以不想那么早起都没办法，所以五六点就醒，那个太阳太大，天然的闹钟。
Right now it's summertime, so sometimes even when I want to sleep in a little bit, but I couldn't because it becomes very bright outside.
我眼睛打开，听到那个鸟在叫。
And when I open my eyes and hear the bird chirps,
以前我都觉得太吵了，可不可以不叫？
In the past, I often feel that it is too noisy. I wish that the birds would stop chirping.
但是我现在改一个想法，哎呀，感谢神了，有鸟在外面把我叫醒。
But recently, I have changed my thought. I feel that thank the Lord that I was woken up by birds chirping.
又有阳光把我叫醒。
And I'm waken up by the sunlight.
我不是瞎眼的，我是看到太阳，所以感谢主。
Because I'm not blind, I can still see sunshine.
我不是耳聋的，我听到鸟叫，我感谢主。
And I'm not deaf, I can still hear, the birds.
我一起来坐在床边，我心里面念主祷文，我说主耶稣啊，感谢你。
So when I wake up in the morning, I will sit by my bed and in my heart, I will recite the Lord's Prayer and thank the Lord for giving me another day.
主耶稣，感谢你，我是你的儿女。
Thank the Lord Jesus that I'm your children, I'm your child.
你爱我，为我舍命。
You love me, you have given up your
life. 每天想这个，你就会很开心。
So if you think about this every day, you will be very joyful.
你心里面充满平安喜乐。
Your heart will be filled with joy and peace.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
饭后也照样拿起饼来，拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行， 为的是纪念我。
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
圣经里面所讲圣餐里的第二个意义就是透过纪念主啊，你知道你跟神是跟主耶稣是有立约的。
The second meaning of having the Holy Communion is that through the Holy Communion, you are reminded of your covenant with God.
这个圣餐本身就是一个约，立约。
That the Holy Communion itself is a covenant.
不是用墨，不是用笔，用纸来写的约。
It is not a covenant written with paper and pen.
是用血所立的约。
It is a covenant made with blood.
古代中国人呢有一句话叫“滴血为盟”，为盟啊，就是两个人要立约了啊。有没有看过那个古装片啊、武侠片啊？两个好，我们立约，咬手指，然后滴在血里面。
There's an ancient
Chinese
practice that when people try to make a covenant, they would bite their finger and have some blood come out and use the blood to make covenant with each other.
这个不是用血的，是用血来立的。
And this kind of covenant is not made by writings, but rather made by blood.
因为这是血，是代表生命啊，没有东西比生命更严肃、更贵重、更宝贵。
Because blood represents life, therefore there's nothing more precious than life.
所以用血来立约。
So the covenant was made with blood.
所以其实每一次圣餐里再一次提醒我们。
So every Holy Communion is to remind us
你能够坐在这边享受神的恩典
that you are able to sit here to enjoy God's grace
因为神已经跟你立了约
because God has established this covenant with you
你已经是属于他的
you belong to him
你跟外面的人是不一样的
you are different from people outside
神对你的期待也是不一样
and God's expectation of you is also different than those outside
你以后要去的地方也跟他们不一样
And you will also go to a different place than the people outside.
因为你的身份不一样。
Because you have a different status.
你的生命也不一样。
Your life is different.
如果我们了解这一点，
if we truly understand this,
我们会很喜乐的。
Then we will be very joyful.
你不会问为什么别人可以，我要不行。
You would not ask how come others can do this, but I cannot.
为什么我一定要这样？
How come I have to be like this?
好像很多重担。
It seems like there are many burdens.
不是重担。
But they are not burdens.
是主耶稣。爱你，用立约把你属于他自己。
Rather, the Lord Jesus loves you. He has made a covenant with you so that you become His.
所以在领受圣餐的时候，要再次答应主。
So when we partake the Holy Communion, we have to once again renew our promise with the Lord.
主啊，你帮助我要守约。
That Lord, you have please help me to keep this covenant.
我们人有时候都不怎么守约。
Sometimes human beings, we do not keep our end of the covenant.
慕道的时候啊，哇！很感动。
When we were still seeking the truth, we were very fervent.
刚信主，很热心。
When we just came to believe in the Lord, we were very zealous.
但是后来遇到些事情了，心中就冷淡了。
However, after a while, when we meet up with certain things, we become colder.
或是这个世界的吸引力太大了。
Or the attraction of this world is too great.
把我们对神的心呢偷走了。
That it has stolen our heart.Towards the Lord Jesus.
忘记我们的责任。
We often forget about our responsibilities.
但是每次领圣餐，想起我们是有约的。
But every time when we partake the Holy Communion, we have to be reminded of this covenant.
你跟别人是不一样的。
You are different than others.
你是主的孩子。
You are God's children.
所以每逢喝的时候要这样行。
So every time when you drink of it, you have to do this.
像结婚的人都有戴结婚戒指吗？
Those who are married often wear a wedding band.
大部分都有戴了，有一些可能后来发福了，手指大了，那个套不进去，有可能。
Most people
买一只大一点的套进去。
Wears a wedding band after they are married, unless the wedding band doesn't fit anymore.
为什么要戴戒指
？But why do you need to wear a wedding band?
有约的吗？
Because there is a covenant.
别的女生跟你很有兴趣，跟你讲话，哎呀，你就摸一摸这个啊，给她看一下。
When other females try to show interest in you, try to talk to you, then you can just show him the ring, show her the ring.
很有效，你说，哎呀，哇，这个戴得蛮紧的。
Then you can just say that I have this ring that fits very well.
没有看到，哎呀。
Do you see this?
这个就是约。
This is a covenant.
立了约不代表没有挣扎。
after you have this covenant, doesn't mean that you have no struggle.
外面的引诱一直会在，一直会把你的心要拉走。
There will be temptations outside trying to lure you away.
但你要记住，你跟你太太是有约的。
But you have to remember that there's a covenant between you and your wife.
跟你的先生是有约的。
There's a covenant between you and your husband.
无论怎么样，要走到底。
It doesn't matter what you have to endure to the end.
我们跟神也是有约。
In the same manner, we have a covenant with God.
神最爱我们。
God loves us.
做的不好的，做的不够的，都是我们自己。
If there's anything that we don't do well, if there's anything that we don't do enough, it's all because of ourselves.
接下来二十六节就说了。
And then verse 26 says,
你们每逢喝这个饼、吃这个饼、喝这个杯，是表明主的死，直到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death.
那圣餐里另外一个动词，就是要表明主的死。
Another action of the Holy Communion is to proclaim the Lord's death.
这里要很勇敢地告诉别人，主耶稣为我死。
You have to courageously tell others, proclaim to others that the Lord Jesus died for me.
直到主耶稣来的那一天。
Until the day that the Lord Jesus comes.
如果今天有一个人为你死。
Today somebody dies for you.
你要不要常常感谢他？
Would you often thank him?
今天那个医生帮你医一下病而已，把你病医好了，你都到处帮他介绍了。
Today, if there's a doctor that can cure your sickness, you will advertise for him everywhere you go.
他还要收钱的。
Maybe he even charges.
你都忍不住帮人家介绍说，哎呀，去看某某医生，他医得很好。
You would very naturally tell people that if you are sick, you can go see this doctor because he's very good.
但今天很奇怪，主耶稣对我们那么好，我们很久都不讲他，都不提到他一次。
But today, strangely, that the Lord Jesus has been so good to us, but we rarely mention about him.
主耶稣也不会赚我们的钱，也不是收我们的钱。
The Lord Jesus does not charge us anything.
主耶稣那么好，但是我们有没有常常表明他，就是宣扬他？
The Lord Jesus is so good.But do we often proclaim about him?
我们这个社会很奇怪。
This society is very strange.
现在那些以前觉得不道德的事情、不应该的事情，大家都勇敢了，起来宣扬了。
Nowadays, things that in the past people felt very immoral, very ashamed of, now people actually proclaim about that.
比如说同性恋。
For example, homosexuality.
我们不歧视同性恋的人。
We do not discriminate against those people who are homosexual.
我们也知道这个国家这个事情是合法的。
We also know that this is legal in this country.
我们也不去批评别人。
We don't criticize them.
但是我们知道从圣经看这个是不对的事。
But we know from reading the Bible that this is wrong.
但是呢，他们现在走出来了。
However, now people would just come out.
游行了。
They even have a parade about.
呼喊了。
They would have proclamation.
卖广告了。
They even advertise about it.
直到大家都接受了。
Until the point that everybody can accept them.
那我们呢？
So what about us?
我们有真理。
We have the truth.
我们有神的话。
We have the word of God.
有神的恩典。
We have God's grace.
但是我们敢不敢表扬、宣扬主耶稣基督为我们死？
But do we dare to proclaim that the Lord Jesus died for us?
我们敢不敢在亲戚、朋友、同事、同学当中告诉别人说主耶稣为我死？
Do we dare to proclaim the death of the Lord Jesus for us in front of our family and friends?
如果我们敢，
if we do,
主耶稣就受到安慰了。
Then the Lord is confident.
我的孩子不会因为我觉得很羞耻。
Because my children are not ashamed of me.
信仰不是羞耻的事情。
Our faith is not something to be ashamed about.
信仰是主耶稣最大的恩典。
Our faith is the greatest blessing from the Lord Jesus.
再来二十七节。
Verse 27.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干饭主的身主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
按理就是配得的意思。
In a worthy manner means that you are qualified to receive it.
什么叫配得？
What does it mean to be qualified?
这个恩典那么大。
This grace is so big.
你有没有用一种很感谢的心去领受。
But do you receive it with a very thankful heart?
主耶稣的身体那么圣洁。
The body of the Lord was so holy.
有没有把自己洁净了自己才可以领受？
Do you cleanse yourself before you come and partake his body?
所以如果还没有在真耶稣教会受洗的慕道朋友，
So for the truth-seeking friends who have yet to be baptized in the true Jesus Church,
等你以后受了洗了，归成主耶稣的身体的一部分。
Please wait until you have been baptized and become part of the body.
成为主的身体才配得领主的身体。
Then only after you become Christ's body, then you are worthy of receiving Christ's body.
当时的哥林多教会啊，虽然是已经受洗了，但是有一些行为还是很不配。
However, at that time in the church in Corinth, even though some of the believers they were already baptized, but they did things that were unworthy.
这个配不配不单只是只有没有受洗而已。
Being worthy or not is not just a matter of whether you are baptized.
是指着你的行为。
It also depends on your actions.
在人的背后。
That behind people's back.
在你的家庭里面。
Within your family.
到底你的行为在神面前配不配。
That whether your action, your deeds are worthy.
那怎么知道自己配不配呢？
So how do you know whether you are worthy or not?
28节，人都应当自己省察，然后才吃这个饼喝这个杯了。
Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
其实啊，如果不自己省察的话，不会觉得自己配还是不配的。
If you do not examine yourself, you would not know whether you are worthy or not.
其实真正的省察的结果，就会觉得自己不配。
That if you truly examine yourself, you will realize that you are not worthy.
当我们觉得自己不配的时候，求主的怜悯。
And when you feel you are not worthy, you would ask the Lord for forgiveness.
主就接纳我们了。
And the Lord would accept you.
说实在，我们坐在这里的，有哪一个人敢说我很配？
In fact, every one of us sitting here, who dare to say that I am very worthy?
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
只是主耶稣怜悯我们而已。
It is only because God had mercy on us.
最后呢，第29节
，Verse 29。
人因为人吃喝如果不分辨是主的身体，就吃喝自己的罪了。
For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself.
我们要分辨主的身体。
You have to discern that it is the Lord's body.
等一下来领到的圣餐。
When you have received the Holy Communion.
经过祝谢。
After we have given thanks.
经过圣灵的运行。
Through the work of the Holy Spirit.
灵里面成为主耶稣的肉，主耶稣的血。
In the Spirit, this becomes a body and body of Christ and the blood of Christ.
不再是一块饼跟一杯葡萄汁而已。
It's no longer just a piece of bread and a cup of juice.
你要分辨它，这个是圣的，这个是圣洁的。
You have to discern and know that this is holy.
所以吃下去之前一定要反省自己。
So before you partake it, you have to examine yourself.
一定要认罪。
You have to confess your sins.
其实人这种反省的能力哦，
human beings
不容易得到。
Have the ability to examine ourselves, this is not something very easy.
要求主耶稣帮助才有办法。
We have to ask the Lord Jesus to help us in order to do it.
我们想想最近这一个月，我们上次圣餐到现在，其实只有一个月而已。
The last time we received the Holy Communion until today, it's only about a month.
那上次领圣餐到现在有没有改变
？So, since last time, have I changed?
讲话还是不是那么快那么急
？Am I still so hasty in my speech.
开车还是不是那么冲
？Am I still so aggressive when I drive?
平常还有没有常常骂人
？Do I say bad things about others in my daily life?
有没有在家乱发脾气
？Do I lose my temper very easily at home?
有时候听到都很感动，回到家还是一个样子。
Sometimes we are very touched by the sermons, but after we return home, we are still the same.
为什么？有时候照了镜子，哎呀，看看就走了。
Why is it? Because sometimes it's like we are looking into the mirror, and after we leave, we forget about what we look.
太软弱了
We are truly weak.
所以再次省察自己
So we have to once again examine ourselves.
然后才吃着饼喝着杯
Then we can partake the bread and the cup.
主啊，原谅我过去一个月的软弱
Lord, please forgive my weaknesses in the past month.
帮助我不要再埋怨别人
Please help us so that I don't complain about others.
让我省察自己内在的人。
So that I can examine myself.
这个就是分辨主的身体、啊。
This is to discern that is the Lord's body.
这是省察自己。
And that is to examine ourselves.
还有这个分辨主的身体呢？主的身体除了是圣餐那块饼之外呢，也是真教会啊，得救的真教会就是主的身体、啊。
And discerning the Lord's body, other than recognizing that the bread is the Lord's body, this church is also the Lord's body.
我们能够领这个圣餐，就是我们在真教会主的身体里面。
We are able to partake the Holy Communion because we are in the true church, we are in the body of Christ.
太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
我们跟别人是不一样的。
We are different than others.
你要非常的知道。
We have to recognize this fact.
这样分辨了，就可以领了。
If we can do this, then we can partake the Holy Communion.
否则的话，我们会越来越软弱。
Otherwise, we will become weaker and weaker.
所以我们要在圣餐之前再次讲这些道理。
So before our Holy Communion, we need to remind ourselves of these teachings.
当然，主耶稣的爱常常都在我们的心里面。
Of course, the love of the Lord Jesus is always in the heart.
主耶稣的宝血，主耶稣的伤痕、钉痕。我们都要画在我们的心灵里面。
The blood of Jesus, the wound of Jesus, we have to often think about it.
现在我们就来要准备祝谢圣饼。
Now we are going to give thanks for the bread.
这是用纯面粉的来做的造成的无效饼。
This is a piece of bread made from pure flour.
这个饼是一个。
It's only one bread.
代表主的身体只有一个。
It represents that the Lord's body is only one.
真教会全球就是一个身体。
That the true Jesus Church throughout the world we are one body.
弟兄姐妹虽然有几百个，在主里面就是一个身体。
Even though we have hundreds of brothers and sisters, but in the Lord, we are one.
我们来到教会，我们不强调自己。
So when we come to church, we do not focus on individuals.
我们要把自己磨掉。
We have to grind ourselves down.
我们可以把我们的意见讲出来，但是我们不强调自己。
We can voice our opinion, but we do not focus on ourselves.
要把自己磨掉，才能成为主的身体。
Only when we can grind ourselves down, then we can be mixed together and become the Lord's body.
这个饼也是只有用纯面粉，没有发酵的。
This bread is also made from pure flour. There is no yeast.
要把酵拿走，才能够成为主的身体。
We have to take away the leaven in order to become the body of Christ.
把心中的罪除掉，才能够成为主的身体。
We have to remove the sins in our heart so that we can become body of Christ.
这个饼要经过烤，才能够变成一个饼。
And the bread has to be baked in order to become the bread.
我们要经过苦难，一起经过考验，才会更合一。
So we will go through trials and tests together so that we can be more united.
我们真教会是主的身体。
The true church is the body of Christ.
那我们现在来同心一起跪下来祝谢圣饼。
Now let us all kneel down and give thanks.
哈利路亚！奉主耶稣基督圣名，主谢。
哈利路亚 ！In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢你。
Our dear heavenly Father, our dear God, we thank you.
因为你的慈爱拣选了我们。
For out of your mercy, you have chosen us.
从万民当中，你拣选，让我们成为独居的民。
You have chosen us among all people, so that we can be a people living apart.
你与我们立约。
You have made a covenant with us.
用你的宝血救赎了我们。
With your blood, you have saved us.
让我们有永生的盼望。
So that we have the hope of eternal life.
让我们属于你。
So that we become yours.
让我们跟随你。
So that we can follow you.
但是我们常常都很软弱。
However, we are often very weak.
常常忘记跟你有约。
We often forget about this covenant with you.
常常被这个世界所吸引。
We often were lured away by the world.
心中对你不冷不热。
We are lukewarm towards you.
有时候遇到困难就会埋怨你。
Sometimes when we encounter difficulties, we will grumble against.
但是你都没有放弃我们。
However, you never give up on us.
每次我们软弱，你的手紧紧却抓住我们。
Every time we are weak, you would hold on to us tight.
每次我们跌倒，你也来扶起我们。
Every time we fall down, you would help us up.
每次我们灰心，你来鼓励我们。
Every time we are discouraged, you would encourage us.
主啊，我们何等不配。
Lord, we are truly unworthy.
今天我们再一次按照你的话语。
Today, once again, according to your instructions.
在你的国里，我们要领受你的肉，领受你的血。
Within your kingdom, we are here to partake your flesh and your blood.
求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
将这个无效饼灵化成为你的肉。
So that the unleavened bread can become your flesh in the spirit.
让我们领受之后更合一。
So that after we have partaked it, we become more united.
让我们除掉我们自己的顽梗悖逆。
That we can get rid of our own stubbornness.
更学习谦卑。
So that we can be humble.
像一粒麦子。
Just like a grain of wheat.
舍弃自己，完全你的旨意。
It can give up its life, and then to submit to your will.
也让我们更圣洁。
So that we can become more holy.
在这个 污秽的时代能够活出你的亮光。
Now in this dirty generation, we can shine the light for you.
也求主耶稣帮助我们能够彰显你的荣耀。
We also ask the Lord Jesus to help us, so that we can glorify you.
也让我们像你一样能够更愿意舍弃自己。
And to help us that we can become more like you and give up ourselves.
我们在你面前献上这个圣饼。
In front of you, we offer you this bread.
求你圣灵运行带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit work among us and guide us.
一切荣耀颂赞归于你的圣名。
May all the glory and praises be unto your name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. 请唱诗48首。
Please sing him together, number 48.
我们请蔡执事、李执事来协助播屏。
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a prayer.Precious fountain, free to